Okay, so yan, nag-umpisa na naman yung aking talk with Okay So, kasi wala akong maisip na way para mag-umpisa ng talk. Anyway, yan, so this is episode 0 of, well, technically this is a podcast, but whatever. So bakit ko to ginagawa? Well, I recently noticed that my voice, both my English and Tagalog voice, has been contaminated by my whiny, sarcastic voice. Yung gaya nito. Bakit ganito boses ko? Well, I guess dahil I'm more cynical, deadpan right now, given what has happened to me lately in the past years. I've become from a guy na may topak to a guy who's really just, well, existentialist. Na wala nang pakialam sa buhay. Na wala nang rason mabuhay. Anyway, so that's one way of coping with such a loss and be cynical about everything. Problem is, I'm a teacher, you know, I'm also a public speaker. I can't really give that tone most of the time. I could give that tone if I want to connect with my audience, but if I'm giving a serious, an even more serious talk, I will have to raise my voice such that it won't be as whiny and cynical as it is. And another thing, bakit ako gumagawa itong Taglish na podcast is, well, nakakatamad mag-vlog. Kasi yung vlogging, I'm not really a writer. I'm a perfectionist when it comes to writing, given my over a decade of meticulously trolling people from random discussion sites. And when you troll, when you argue over the internet, a single sentence can take around 5, 10 minutes, even 15 minutes just to properly phrase it to hit hard. And if you do that when you're writing blog posts, well, on the average, my blog posts take at least 6 hours. Yung tutorial blog posts take an entire day. Itong blog, itong podcast, it's a lot easier to do. Yun nga lang, it's a lot prone to error. I could throw something out there that would cause drama. And like Kebs, tanda now, I could handle the heat. So, what is this podcast all about? Aside from this is just a practice podcast, this series of talks, about 10-15 minutes each day, me talking about random stuff just to help me eliminate the whiny voice, or at least control it, so that if I want to change my voice into the normal type and raise it a bit such that it's slightly lowered. Yeah. Anyway, balik sa topics na pag-uusapan natin. Well, topics for this podcast is anything. Anything that I want to talk about. Anything that I could talk about. So it's just random. Gonna be all over the place. If you want me to talk about something, my opinion or whatever, may question kayo, you could comment here, comment sa blog ko, send me a message over Twitter or some other communication method na nasulat naman sa aking website. But I don't think a lot of people are really that interested in giving questions. I mean, I had a form spring or whatever. Hindi ko alam. Kalimutan ko na yun. Account before. But, wala naman nagtatanong sa akin. And, binura ko na yung account na yun. Okay lang. So, essentially, I'll be talking about random things under the sun, and to separate this podcast from my blog and from what I'm used to doing, I'll probably be focusing on cooking. Cooking. Random stuff natutunan ko kay Alton Brown, random stuff natutunan ko while trying to emulate Alton Brown. Or, yun lang naman eh. Si Alton Brown lang naman at si Gordon Ramsay. Possibly si Anthony Bourdain lang naman yung mga trip ko na chef. I'm not really into the whole celebrity chef thing. But, yun, cooking. So, why cooking? Because it's a science and it's an art. Just like programming. So, there's the science involved, knowing the how to mix things, how to cook things, heat things, prepare things, and there's the art part na yun, may tansyahan kasi sa cooking. So it's parang programming, and when you're into cooking and you're into programming, you'll see marami kang room for improvement, marami kang, there's a lot of parallel there. And another reason bakit cooking, it's not really that obvious, but I'm sort of the anti-foodie. Kasi diba, pag makita ka ng blog, puro mga blog post ng mga tao, Facebook post ng mga tao, especially people na mga yuppie, mga low, middle to higher class people. Siyempre, yung mga ginagawa, kahit lower class people, everyone. Ang usual na ginagawa ng Pinoy is, punta sa restaurant na, ano, picturean yung pagkain nila, and give their opinion, and yun. Every week, may bagong restaurant. I don't have anything against foodies. Probably some of you guys here are foodies na nakikinig ngayon. But, thing is, I'm not really into that. I'm sort of the anti-foodie nga. In terms of food, given I'm from a poor family, I am comfortable with eating cheap food. Sabihin na, actually, munggo and rice is one of my favorite foods. Give me a bowl of munggo, some soy sauce for extra taste, and rice, I'm going to clean up that bowl. And okay rin sa akin, instant pancit canton. Then on the other side of the spectrum, I'm okay with going to a really good restaurant and spending 500, 1,000 pesos for a meal. I'm also okay with spending 6 hours just to prepare the perfect pizza. So, 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours to build the tomato sauce, 2 to 3 hours with a 24-hour rising period for the dough, and another hour for cooking the pizza. So, it's really, yun eh, yung attitude ko sa food is a bit different. And alam naman natin, if you're going to build a blog, you want to separate yourself from the rest. So, being the anti-foodie, I think that's a good idea for a topic for a podcast. Ngayon, main topic natin for yung go-to topic natin, kung wala magtatanong sa akin about tech or my opinion on whatever current drama na nangyari rito sa Pilipinas, is would be cooking. Anyway, so yung schedule for these talks, kasi this is practice, I'm not really, what the hell, I'm not here for the publicity or whatever. As much as possible, I'd like to practice speaking at least once a day, every day. This is going to be a daily or at least once every 2 days, and get my voice out, see any more problems. Tagal na kasi ako hindi nakapag-record ng voice ko at nakapakinig. It's last time I did it was when my hobby was singing. That was what, 6-7 years ago? Yan nga na bago ako, nakita ko yung video dun sa Lasal eh. Crap, ang pangit na ng boses ko. Anyway, yan, schedule, probably daily, 10 to 15 minute talk about random stuff. So, either daily or once every 2 days. And yun lang naman. If you have any suggestions or gusto nyo yung topic, again, drop me a line. Marami akong communication lines available. Punta lang sa website ko. Yung next topic natin, which I'd be uploading in, I'll be preparing in a couple of minutes, would be cooking. Umpisa na natin sa aking go-to favorite food, which would be pizza. Okay, so stop ko lang to, then encode ko siya to MP3 using the lame encoder and upload it to SoundCloud. Anyway, that's it. Yun lang. Wala pa ako naisip na ipang-close sa mga talks ko.